Blog Talk Radio. I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me shortly, since Nicole is stuck in traffic, you know what New York's like. But Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, everybody, and we'll hope that Nicole will join us shortly. She's always a great help to me because she doesn't let the switchboard get all messed up like I tend to do. But, you know, we hope that she'll get here soon. So anyway, I hope you're all getting ready for Thanksgiving and you've been enjoying the beautiful weather. Today was an excellent day to go out for a walk, which I really did, and I enjoyed it quite a lot. Now, any of our listeners who call in regularly know the drill, that you do have to press 1 if you want to talk to us, otherwise we have no idea that you want to talk to us. And if you don't want to talk to us, feel free to listen and you don't have to press 1. I'm going to go to our very, very, very first person that logged in earlier today, and I do know who this is, and she's a regular caller in, and so I'm just going to put you on live, and you can tell everyone who you are, and I'm so glad you're calling in. Hi, you're live and on the air. Hello, can you hear us? Hi, it's Cindy, and who is this?
Hi, Cindy. It's Abby.
Abby, we'd love to hear from you. Now, I got your message the other day, the email, and, of course, you know, you've been in this sort of hard rock and a hard place with your ex-husband being such a bully and a monster, and now it seems your dad has resurfaced, someone you haven't talked to in 4 years. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And he wasn't on your side during the divorce either, correct?
No, he basically said that I should never have married my ex in the first place.
Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that a Mr. Helper? You know, like, oh, thanks for nothing. So all of a sudden, he seems to have decided he wants a relationship with you. He wants to meet with you. And he didn't give you any reason as to why now, why he wants to reconnect with you.
No, none whatsoever.
And how did he contact you, via email, call, text?
He just sent me a text, and what was even more surprising was he said that he was coming to town to see my children, and I didn't even realize that he had a relationship with my children.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Is it possible he doesn't have one and he's just coming to try to open up one with them? I mean, maybe he talks and maybe he hasn't really seen them at this point.
That's a good point. I do not know.
Because I'm not looking like he's had a lot of contact with them. I mean, he may have recently reopened something up here.
Okay.
So, you know, it looks like, you know, he's got either a tinge of conscience, maybe there's a health issue here, but there's something that's stirring him a little bit forward, and yet I don't trust him, okay, from what I'm seeing here. You know, sometimes he'll get a wake-up call, you know what I'm saying, and you're like, okay, the epiphany happens. I'm not seeing that this is a permanent wake-up call for him, but something has stirred him up, and, you know, he wants to see you, and he's saying he wants to see the children, but he didn't say, I want to have you see the children with him, because, you know, for our listeners, you know, you don't see your children, and you haven't seen them for how many years now?
It's been over 4 years, and I'm not legally, I can't. So.
Right. And it's funny because you're about the 20th of my clients, and it's happening more where they're very good moms, very good people, and yet they've been shut out from their kids, which is just astronomically shocking to me. Okay, so for those people who might think, well, did Abby do something so horrible that she can't see her children? No, she didn't. She just had, you know, not the best lawyers and a husband who had better ones, and it's a terrible situation. What I'm seeing is he wants to be a grandfather. The funny part about it is I got the grandfather card, so suddenly he's starting to feel like he wants to be a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reason that I wanted you to allow him to do this is because you might get some information about your children, and I think that would be important for you. Wouldn't you like to hear a little bit about what's going on with them? So you can kind of use him as a spy, if nothing else. And just you have to keep your guard down, you know, I mean, keep guard up. Don't answer too many questions because he's going to start asking you questions. So answer as few as you can at this point.
Okay.
Is it causing you a lot of anxiety? Because there's a lot of anxiety showing up in these cards.
Yes, I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping and concentrating, yes.
Okay, I'm not seeing this as a terrible thing here, by the way. Again, you know, my phone reading deck is a little bit rigged because I have doubles and triples of cards only because usually I have my clients pull cards. And two grandfather cards came up in a row, which is really weird because, you know, okay.
Hmm.
I think he's wanting to be a grandfather. And I think he's playing rescuer right now. So anybody who's read my book, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, or even, you know, Grant Me a Higher Love, I stress there's a dysfunctional triangle of behavior called rescuer, persecutor, victim. I think he's coming on like a rescuer now, like he wants to rescue the situation. And, you know, lo and behold, someone's going to end up being persecuted and victimized. So even if his intention is, I want to be the savior here, it could blow up and be a mess. But if I were you, I would be very nice with him. You're dealing with Hitler because that's the kind of man he is. He makes all the rules, and it's his way or no way. So yes, him to death. Yeah, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. You know, suddenly he has a tinge of conscience, and he cares that you're not seeing your kids, and he wants to be a grandfather. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Good. And just be prepared because he may go in there to try to tell your husband, well, you know, it's not right that the children aren't seeing their mother. And he could start, you know, opening up a lot of trouble. But, you know,
that's what I've been afraid of.
What you have to tell your father is you're in no way or hell telling them that I'm the one who started this. Okay? Because, you know, if you want to go see your grandchildren, but you're not having been permitted to see them, then you need to go talk to him or you need to start your own court proceedings, but you are no way in hell going to say that I stirred up this pot.
Yes.
You know, and you know, leave it at that. Because what I'm seeing is he, for some reason, really wants to see the kids. And again, I'm seeing a health issue, so who knows? Maybe, you know, he thinks he's got cancer. Maybe he thought he had something. You know what I mean? Sometimes people, they get this, like, if they're sick, they get this, like, epiphany here.
Yes.
And if I were you, I'd be very nice to him.
Okay.
You know, don't think the worst yet. You know, he may want to make some amends to you. Again, who knows what gave him this, you know, epiphany. You know, do you know anybody that's had any contact with your father? Have you talked to anybody who's seen him or knows him in the last few years?
No, I do not. I don't know anyone. No.
Well, I just want to, like, smack your family, by the way. Like, really, I want to smack them. Like, really, if your father were here, I think I'd have to punch him. How dare he leave his daughter? I mean, if you had been my daughter, by the way, I would have, like, mortgaged my house to get you the best lawyers to not have this happen. I would have done what
I had to do to make sure that
my daughter would not lose custody of her children, okay? Like, what was he thinking? How dare he?
I don't know.
And what's going on now is, you know, maybe he wants to make some amends to you, but you're going to have to tell him, because you didn't support me, I had no support, I can't see my children. And if my ex thinks for any reason I'm starting trouble here, this could start a lot of trouble for me. So don't get my name in here. And
right.
Don't get my name here. I am in no way instigating this, but they are your grandchildren, and you do have a legal right to see them. And if
right.
you want to see them, and if you want to have a relationship, then that's your court battle. It's your battle. It's not my
correct.
Battle. I can't fight this battle. But I'm not seeing that it's going to be a horrible thing for you, so I wouldn't lose any sleep over it, by the way.
Okay.
You know I've given you a heads up when you need to lose sleep or you need to do something. So
okay.
what I'm seeing here is, how old is your dad, by the way?
Early 70s.
Okay. Now, you know, who would he leave his money to if he dropped dead, by the way?
You know, that I honestly do not know, to be honest.
Do you have siblings? Do you have other brothers?
Yes, I have a younger sister and a younger brother. But I'm
and you
older.
Have no contact with them either?
No, I do not anymore.
Okay, so it looks to me like everybody's turned on him, and like there's like nobody like being nice to him. And so, mm-hmm. you know, this is like World War II, okay? Remember, we were like really enemies with Russia, except then we needed them and Russia became an ally. It's almost like
mm-hmm.
he's fighting with everybody, and now he needs an ally. And that
mm-hmm.
could be you. So if I were you, I would just let him do all the talking, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't voice too many opinions, you know, or just say, oh, that's too bad, or you know how people are, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, see what he's, you know, what, you know, he has up his sleeves here. And what it looks like is he thinks his intentions are good. But, again, you know, people, when they're unhealed, they can think they're doing what's right when it's not right. But you
correct.
Can control him. You've learned a lot. You're not the same girl you were when you first started calling in years ago. I think you're smarter.
No.
You're wiser. You've learned to be strategic. We've talked you through a lot of business situations that you handled very diplomatically. You know
yes.
how to deal with these kinds of people now, correct?
Most definitely. I'm much,
okay.
much stronger on my own. I know exactly what I'm dealing with, so I'm prepared now.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
And that's what that's the same thing. You know, he's your father, and, you know, be kind to him. You know, like,
yes.
okay, it's nice to hear from you. Thank you. I think it's wonderful you're mm-hmm. contacting me. Extend the olive branch. I mean, I'm particularly
yes.
concerned about your inheritance because, God damn it, this man made your life hell. And, you know, if he's going to buy any kind of seat on the better, on the good side, and he will probably squeak in the lowest realm of the good side, he might have to make some monetary amends to you. In other words, give you some money. Okay,
uh-huh.
so let's see if we can buy him a ticket to the better, you know, to a better realm in heaven, okay, between you and me. And I can't stand when people say, I don't care about them, I don't care about. If you had had more money, you could have fought your husband. And if you have some more money, your father leaves you, maybe you could fight him again. But it's just the point, this man has made your life hell. So, you know, see what he's up to. If it looks like, you know, your gut's telling you he's nothing but trouble, then just tell him, you know, look, I love you, you're my dad, but I can't do this. Okay? Just
right.
be nice, sweet, I love you, but sometimes love isn't enough. And
right.
cut him out. You know that he can't always be trusted. You know that.
Right. I
your
understand
father.
That.
But
right.
I'm, you know, as many times as I've shuffled this, I haven't gotten the devil card on him, so that's good. And I haven't gotten... I just keep getting the grandfather card. Like, for some reason,
okay.
he's decided he wants to be a father and a grandfather. So, you
right.
know. Well, now, you had another situation at work or something, or your moving situation, or something with your work
well,
job?
Well,
what
was interesting about the timing was before he even sent the text to me is that there is a potential for a position hasn't been offered to me, but there's been some contact with another office location in a different area, not in the state, where it might be a potential to relocate. And I've been thinking about the future, about whether or not that would be a good opportunity. But the only thing that's holding me back is about the children. And I don't know if in the future it is wise for me to relocate just to be away from the ex, to get out of the dysfunction of being near him and him, you know, constantly trying to, you know, get me in trouble, like as in the past, because that might be another concern going, you know, in the future. Is he going to continue that same pattern?
Because as soon as you mention your ex, by the way, triple devil cards came up in a row.
See,
okay, so we know who we're friggin' dealing with here, okay? I mean, it's frightening because there's three devil cards in this deck, okay? And they all came out in a row, okay? So
exactly.
Now, he can be trouble, but I wouldn't let him run you out of town. Do you know what I'm saying? You haven't done anything wrong. You've had some contact with the police, and I think they know who you are now, okay? And that, you know, you're a good woman. You know, if you want to do you want to make a move? How far away is the move from where you live now?
It is a distance, and it's not that I'd be running away. It's just that I have had recognition at this other location, and I'm just wondering because I just feel like I'm stuck. And we've talked about this. I feel like I'm stuck in this pattern of in a rut where I'm not really moving forward. Like there's not really any, you know, pattern of like growth right now with any kind of love relationship. There's not really any other kind of growth going forward. And I'm just wondering if I need to make a big change of something else. And I don't know.
Are you happy where you live, by the way?
No, I don't feel safe where I actually physically live. No, I don't want to live in this where I'm living right now. No, I don't like it here at all.
Okay.
Physically,
good. Because I did get the move card here, and you know, moving for another job and doing well, and like a soulmate more linked to there. The actual move would be good. I don't see that you're staying there and that the kids are going to be open to you because of what your father's doing. If that's what you think, like maybe he'll open like some ability for you to see them or whatever. It won't happen. So, he doesn't have that power.
No. Like he's not going to change the ex. No, he's not.
No.
No.
And he's not going to, I mean, unless he comes up with some big bucks to reopen this case, you know, to reopen your. So it looks like, you know, you're probably going to get that other offer with a job to move. And it looks like a very good move, by the way. And
okay.
a nicer place, safer. You'll do very well there. Looks like love is there, too. You're getting a lot of divine guidance, by the way. So, you know, that little gut that maybe it's time for me to make a move that's getting really strong inside of you.
And that's what I've been getting. I've been getting that kind of, something's been telling me this is what I need to do, and I don't know, that's why I've been not trusting it.
No, it looks like really good, by the way. So,
okay.
You know, why don't you put it, you know, turn your life over to God a little bit. You know, if I'm meant to go there, then I will get this. You know, turn it over to God. You have to call in and let us know what happens when Dad. And when is Dad supposed to surface, by the way?
Next Friday.
Okay. So, you know, I'm just, at, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, like he's, what is he getting all like Thanksgiving-y? He's starting to think about that, starting to think about holidays. I don't know what's like motivating him here, but, you know. It's a little bit, you know, he's a person you know. Just watch your back with him. Be very nice about it, and yet don't let your guard down, okay? And, you know, older souls have to learn to play poker face. If he says something that really bothers you, don't respond to it immediately. If he's asking you for something, he says, oh, I want to try to get your kids back, so I want you to don't, like, get yourself too engaged in anything he's saying. At this point, because he can't really be trusted, and even so, he thinks he's got more power than he has. By the way,
okay. So thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you know what? I was so glad to hear from you. Always glad to hear from you, and you let us know what Dad, you know, why he's resurfaced. But it looks more like he's afraid of his immortal soul. So I'm not sure if he's scared that he's dying or that, you know, he got a wake up call of that sort. And again, if, you know, sometimes people wake up because the gun's at their head and, like, you know, 2 months later they're back to their bullshit. He's one of those kind of people. you know, like, oh my God, I might be dying. Maybe he thinks he has cancer. He's not sure. Or let me make some good. Maybe let me do some good stuff. So maybe God won't, you know, give me the cancer. Maybe it's not really in me. So it's almost like something woke him up like that. And that's why I think I like that you're laughing, because I want you to play poker. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to think, you know, he's not changing my life or affecting me. So I'm not going to get sick over this. I'm not going to – do not lose any more sleep over this, by the way. It isn't really worth it to lose sleep over this. And, you know, go in and call in and let us know, because we'll all be, like, crossing our fingers and, you know, wondering the outcome here, you know. But with your father, I did not get devil cards. With your ex, I got like three devil cards.
So
your dad, right? Yeah, like your dad's right now not the devil, okay? You know, he's not your savior either at this point.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny with parents. Like, sometimes you wonder, like, what was he thinking? How do you not help your daughter? How do you, what kind of thinking? I mean, he was the brotherhood of men, by the way. The brotherhood of men would stick together. Even if you try to leave a husband, they never side with you. In this case, he did that, but by saying, well, you shouldn't have married him. But ultimately what he did was side with her husband, okay? So we come down to the brotherhood of men who defend each other and stick up for each other indirectly. And you notice that your ex is 10 times worse than your father was. Okay, because that's what we do. We end up picking people 10 times worse than our father. Trying to think we could fix people. You learned you can't fix people now, Abby. Have you learned that, like, really a lot?
Yes. I know. I learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm. And in your voice and in your spirit, I hear, you know, you returning as, you know, a strong woman. And pretty much see what he has to say. Don't respond too much. You know, choose your words, cage your words carefully. Thank him for, you know, thinking of you, whatever. You don't want to make an enemy. You don't need any more enemies, okay? So sometimes with these people, you're not going to change them. You're not going to fix them. Yes them to death. Yeah, sure. You know, don't. And it looks like everybody hates him right now. So he's looking for a friend. So,
Isn't that funny? Makes sense.
Everybody hates him. He can't feel like all of his kids hate him. He's got to feel like somebody likes him. You know, they can't deal with that. You know what I mean? Am I that bad a father that none of my kids talk to me? So that's how he feels right now. Well, good luck to him. Please call in and have a happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yes. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Nicole. So you're out of your traffic, huh?
I am out of my traffic finally, yes.
Now, don't you hear the difference in Abby over the years?
Oh,
remember, we've been talking to her for like,
when I got on the show, I didn't even recognize her voice. She sounded
that was
like
our Abby.
She sounded like a completely different person than from back in the day. Completely different.
And you know, I'm so proud of her. So she has been through so much, so much. And as you know, I said before, she's like my 20th client. That's such a good person. That a woman that has lost custody of her children has no access to her children. I mean, this is astronomically insane to me, okay? Insane to me how this has happened. And, you know, I know these people to be good people.
And
what is happening?
It's
frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, he gets off scot.
It's frightening. And, you know, anyway, we do want to remind everybody that we're having no show next week because it is Thanksgiving. And everyone's going to be eating their turkey and going on their treadmill after it. So, you know, it's Treadmill Thursday. So this way I don't want anybody to think we'll be doing the show. So you were stuck in such bad traffic, huh?
Well, you know what? I have been absolutely out of my mind at work for the last couple of weeks. You know, a couple of major projects that I thought I was going to have more time with decided to come to a full head, of course, right before I go on vacation. And they're like critical things that need to happen like right away. So, you know, I mean, I think on Monday, I think I didn't leave the office until about 8 o'clock. Yesterday, I didn't leave the office until probably close to 9 o'clock, you know, from early in the morning. And then today, knowing that I had the show, I set myself up so that I can leave on time. And then I was like, oh, shit, you know, like I got all completely caught up. And before I knew it, I was like, it's 6 o'clock. I have an hour to get home. But normally it takes me about 45 minutes. So I'm like, all right, you know, it's cutting it kind of close, you know, but at least it's fine. And then, of course, I get on, you know, Sunrise Highway so that I could make my way to the highway. And it was like a parking lot. I sat at the same light for like two lights, three lights. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I just like emailed you while I was sitting at the same spot, stoplight twice.
Yeah, I figured you're driving, but you're not driving.
You know? No, I was like literally like, at the stoplight. I'm like, okay, let's go. Oh, no, it's red again. So I'm like, okay, let's just, I'm like, before I like kill myself and start yelling and screaming and getting my blood pressure up by yelling and screaming about the fact that I need to be home, I was like, let me just email Cindy so that she knows that I'm going to be a couple minutes late.
Right. And what I'm going to tell you, what Spirit has told me continually, like I used to be a children's entertainer. And, you know, the children's parties are like an hour and a half, 2 hours long. So if you're like late, you might as well come the wrong day. Okay.
Yep.
So I would be like in traffic sometimes and just freaking out. My blood pressure, right? Freaking out. And I would hear, you know, Spirit say, Cindy, you're going to be there the same half an hour late, whether you sit here and listen to your music and chill out, or you sit here and freak out, but you're not getting there any faster. So it's your choice. Sit here and enjoy, you know, 10 songs that you're going to hear that you like, or sit here and give yourself a stroke, but you're going to be there at the same time. So what I've learned now is, okay, if God puts me in a traffic jam, then I'm supposed to sit here and listen to 10 more songs and chill out. Okay, and
what's
maybe...
kind of funny? Like, I'll do that sometimes, and I'll be in traffic, and, like, I'll be yelling and screaming, and then Lisa will look over at me as I'm yelling and screaming, and she'll, like, look at me, and she'll just go, you know that I'm the only one that can hear you, right? So...
Right. So, you know, we've got to make a decision when things are out of our control.
Yeah.
Then we need to just sit there and look at it as a half an hour to sit and relax. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing you're going to do about it anyway. So I try very hard to live by that philosophy now because it really was not, it wasn't doing me very good to have, you know, to have a stroke all the time over this stuff, you know. So when you said it, and you know with me, you just say it and I'm like, okay, so. The show will go on. It must go on, and you'll be here when you get here. So we're just glad you came in one piece. I always tell my clients when they're coming here, by the way, they'll freak out. They're running late. I'm going, I talk to a lot of dead people. I don't want you dead, so drive carefully. I don't want to talk to more dead people. I will wait till midnight until you get here. You know what I mean? So that's my philosophy. You know, I talk to too many dead people. I don't need any more dead people to talk to.
All right.
So.
Enough said.
So now you've done a little bit of screening for us today, and
yes,
so who do we have here?
Uh-oh. I lost her.
Okay, you did have Claudia there.
I had Claudia. Do you see Claudia's number? Because she's not appearing on my screen right now.
No, I think we lost Claudia, but we do have a lot of... people wanting to talk, and you know, sometimes people, you know, they call in and maybe someone comes into the room and they don't want anybody to hear what's going
on. Yeah, because last time I think Claudia got disconnected in the same way.
The spirit not want us to talk to her, by the way.
I don't know.
I know spirit can be very funny that way, and sometimes if they don't want me to talk to somebody, all kinds of stuff happens. But anyway, we'll just, you know, go. I'm going to go to the first one. I think I knew who that is up there, by the way. And then you can screen another person, okay? So
no,
I'm going to go right to the
area code that Claudia was calling from. So I think I may see her number. I'm going to try to see if that's her.
Okay, so I'm going to go over to this 0312, the last four digits, and
okay.
Pick you up.
And I'm going to check
the
chat to see if I can find Claudia.
Hello, Cindy.
You're live and on the air. Is this my pal?
How are you? Yes, it is.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. So I wanted to put you through today anyway. So I'm like, I think this is my pal. So
yeah.
Pat, is there a regular listener?
I was listening last week, and I just couldn't get a hold of you. It was just amazing. I was trying, and nothing happened. I didn't get through.
Well, you know what? You know, we have sometimes, even though you called in right away before the show started, we get so many people logged in that you know. And the way the computer works, by the way, is that you can only see the first 10 callers, and then the rest goes all the way down to the bottom. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so and then we can't even see who's calling in. So
well,
anyway,
yeah, I guess
I know you've been having – did Grace get a job yet, a good job yet?
Not yet, but she was trying to put in for the post office. She went and got the book today or something from the library, and there's somebody that she knows that in the Lynbrook post office, her name is Pat, that she's going to try to get her in. So we'll see.
Good, because that would be
hopefully
a good job for her. And actually, when you said that she got the justice card on it, it looks very good on that. She's going to have to pass that test. And, you know, English is not her first language. It's her second language, correct? Italian's her first.
But she's very good. She's very, very smart.
It's a little bit of a disadvantage to people, those kind of tests. You know what I mean? Like, you know, unfortunately. But if she, you know, goes over the test that's in the book, she'll do well. So just make sure she does her, like, studying that book and, you know, keep taking it out of the library, and keep going over it. I'm seeing some trouble with the kids here. Is that what's going on, too?
I wanted to know about that with the school. The teachers, they keep thinking that she's, they just keep going after her for some reason. I guess because when they did a show that they had on television, she was not supposed to be on television, and they showed her on television. And they're afraid, I guess, that she's going to get sued. They're going to get sued, so they've been trying to do everything to try to get her to get out of the school.
Well, what show did they do?
George Help Me or something. I forgot the name of it exactly. Where they do your kitchen over, your house over. George Help Me or something.
It's a show put up by George.
I forget the name of it. I can't think of it right now.
So why were they doing the school over?
Because the teacher, her teacher, Miss Cook, she won the thing to do the kitchen over.
Okay, so how did she appear in the TV show if it's in her house?
Because they wasn't in the house. They went to the school. They followed the husband, who was a fireman. They followed them at work. They transferred here. They went to the house. They did it in the school. They watched her in the school, what she does with the children.
Who's complaining about this?
Wasn't like, complaining. They gave the people sheets of paper to let them sign it, that it would be okay to have them on the show. But Grace didn't want her on the show because the stupid father see her where she is. So she was not supposed to appear on the TV screen. But Miss Cook, that jerk, she just went ahead and just went around a little classroom, whatever, and didn't bother to take Alexandra out of the classroom or let her go. And they filmed Alexandra also.
And she didn't sign the waiver?
She didn't want her to go there. No, she didn't want her to be on the screen. So they found out about it and they realized it. She signed, she did not want her. Yeah, she signed, she did not want her to appear. But they did anyway. It was a mistake. So now she's given. Go ahead.
There's a lawsuit there. You know that.
Yeah, well, that's what they're afraid of. So they're giving the kid, like, a hard time. In the meantime, they went ahead and they realized what happened. Then when they put on another show and you try to find it on the television, she's out of there. But I wound up finding it, and I created it, and I got it on a CD now where she's actually on it. So we do have proof.
Right. And,
so, but anyway, she's after Alexandra all the time, and they're telling her that she can't graduate, you know, because she's going to get a certificate only because she's got the ADHD. They want them to stay till they're 21 and all this other crap. So Grace is like going crazy out of her mind, you know, with this thing and what we're going to do. We got a meeting on Monday morning at 9:45 to see what we're going to do with this kid.
Right. I mean, I would, you know, I don't think she wants to be in high school till she's 21. Okay.
No.
You know, I mean, and
they
you know,
want them till 21, and they give them the same thing over and over. They're teaching them the same stuff over and over and over again, the same garbage. And I think it's because they're getting money for each kid.
Oh yeah, that's
you know, because
say.
She's
that's
in the special, she's in the special ed class.
That's what it looks like to me. You know, that's what they're doing. You know, it's you got to fight for that so this doesn't happen. You know, you got to figure out ways that they can get her to be able to get, you know, a diploma and get out of there. I mean,
yes, and we want to try to get her to go to BOCES. We want to try to see if we can get her to go to BOCES so she could go to art.
That's what I see you getting her in BOCES, by the way.
Okay.
And that would be much better for her. They'll train her for something and things like that. So fight for that. You know, you got to speak up, and you can bribe. You know, you sort of can say, you know, we could sue you for what you did. So why don't you just cooperate with us and get her in BOCES, and we'll be happy here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be happy with that, please.
And I'm going to tell them
they
that
know
because
they
I'm going to say they. I'm going to tell them we have the actual CD. You guys tried to take it off of the television, but I got the actual thing when it actually aired. I got the CD.
Right.
Because they took it off.
Yeah.
When you try to see it on the television, you don't see her on the screen anymore. They showed it once, the original version they showed. But when you go back on it to look at it again and see it again, you don't see Alexandra on the screen. But I got the copy that I have it. I have the CD where you do see her on the screen on the TV.
Well, that's why now you can bring that CD with you.
Mm-hmm.
You got some leverage here. Sometimes God is wonderful, gives you some leverage with the devil here. Okay. And I'm seeing you be able to get her in BOCES, by the way. You know, just be very nice about it, very firm about it. I'm not sure if you had any other concerns here, but that looks like pretty good here. And Grace does look like she could get that post office.
Okay. And what about
that,
Michael? Michael, we were having a little trouble with Michael, with his girlfriend. We think she's trying to catch him. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, Michael looks like Michael. I mean, has she caught him drinking yet?
No, it's not the drinking part. We think that the girlfriend's trying to catch him to get pregnant.
Yeah, and how old is Michael now?
He was just 21.
Okay. I'm not surprised if that would happen, by the way, because I got the pregnancy card here. So have you guys, talk to Michael about, maybe you should make sure you use your condoms?
Yeah, we did. Just once. The girl didn't want to use one. She said, why don't we try without it? Why don't you? So he thought originally that she was pregnant, but supposedly she's not right now. But Grace told her, stay away from her. Don't you touch her.
Because basically God didn't want that baby, to be born to her. But she will plot to get him pregnant. And you need that like a hole in the head.
Yes,
and,
I know.
You know, he just has to be warned that women, this is an issue with younger women. Like, I'm always telling that generation, a man can't have sex with you without your permission, and you can't get pregnant without a man's permission. You know what I mean? Don't decide you want to have a baby, because it's not right. It's not a fair or right thing to do. But, the girl's a little on the stupid side, by the way. But crazy like a fox. Stupid but crazy like a fox. Okay. Nothing worse than stupid with crazy like a fox combination.
My God. We think she's out to get him because her father was in the service, and we figure she's going to have this kid. She'll have all of the MMEs from the Navy and be able to have all the doctors and everything free and all this other garbage free. And I think she's trying to trick him.
And half his pension later on, all of that stuff.
Yeah,
he
said to her he was going to marry her. He already said he's not going to marry her. I don't think he really cares about her that much. I really don't think so.
Right. But again, the military is different than private. You know, the military doesn't take lightly to this stuff, him getting somebody pregnant and stuff like that. So you might want to tell him some heads up about that.
I'm not sure whether I think he can't make up his mind whether he wants to go with the girl or go with the guy. I think he's caught in between the two. He doesn't know which way
he wants to go.
All right,
let's get him to go with guys because then at least he won't get them pregnant. Let's just get on the side of the guy.
Which way do you think he's really going to go? Is he going to finally decide this is what he wants, is to be with the guy?
It looks to me, yes. He's like more male oriented, going to the men. So, I'm just seeing that she technically should have been pregnant, but the universe sort of, put a kibosh on that one. She probably had an early miscarriage. She probably had an early miscarriage, But you can't trust her. She's not to be trusted. And she'll also can get herself pregnant from somebody else and blame it on him because that's the kind of girl she is.
You make sure when she goes to have that test that you're right there because she could turn around and have somebody else do it and say it's yours. She doesn't trust us.
Right.
See, she came here last month, but I didn't see it because I didn't go out there, but I didn't meet this girl, but so I don't really know what she was. I didn't get a handle on her, but Grace kind of thought about it afterwards and said she's really quiet. She goes to church every Sunday, but all of a sudden she goes to church and all of a sudden she's pregnant. Come on, what's wrong with this woman? She's trying to catch him. That's what she said. So I said, I agree. I think she's trying to catch him because she figures she's going to have it made and he'll have to marry her, but he's not going to marry her. I think he's undecided whether he wants to go with the guy or he's going to stay with her. She's just a thing to have sex with, as far as I'm concerned. That's what I think.
Good. And me too. So, you know, everything looks pretty good, and hopefully, you know, he learned his lesson, by the way.
Well,
I think it looks like
so.
Michael's not that stupid. He's starting to learn a little bit. I mean, I'm actually pretty impressed with his cards. He looks pretty good here, amazingly enough, shocking as it might be. So things look pretty good here for him. So
okay,
we'll just
and
knock on
me,
wood on that.
About me, remember I told you that there was this elderly lady that was interested in coming to stay here, but she was originally from Colorado. Well, she did come in. I found out she's 91 years old, but I couldn't believe how she acts. She could rattle off phone numbers like crazy. She could just go to the phone. She was kind of like amazing, but she kept complaining about her health. She wants to go back to Colorado. She doesn't want to stay here. She's going to stay here. She's not. Anyway, she moved in for the whole month of October. Now she went to Colorado to see if she wants to go back there or not, because she has a son that's in Colorado. And she wasn't talking to him. They had a fight, so she moved here to New York. She's been here a little over a year. But she's complaining, this hurts her, that hurts her. She wants to go back to Colorado. But I don't think the son's really wanted to go there, because the one son told her, I'm not going to stay in Colorado. I'm going to go to Oregon. So what they did was they gave her a plane ticket, a round-trip plane ticket, but she doesn't know it's round-trip plane ticket. She thinks she's going to stay in Colorado. So she's supposed to come back on the 9th. She left last Wednesday. So some of her stuff is still here, but I don't know if she's going to come back. Isn't she going to come back? I know it's a kind of a temporary thing, but I don't know if it's going to be a year. I don't know if it's going to be 6 months. I don't know if she's going to stay there now that she's there. What do you think?
It looks like she's going to stay there, by the way.
You think she's going to stay there now or just go back there?
Yeah, I'm not seeing her really coming to stay with you, by the way.
Okay.
So, you know, like start looking for somebody else at this point.
Okay. I put it up at the senior center. I put up the sign up in there, and that's how I got a hold of her. And she reminds me actually of my grandmother. She's little,
she's
Italian.
She's a lovely woman. She's a lovely woman, and I hope I hope maybe she realizes the best place she could go with them. But, you know, looks like
she thinks that her friends are going to take care of when her son moves away from there. But the other son that's here doesn't really want her to go. The son wants her to come back here because she has a son that Jason that lives here. And the other one, Robert, he lives in Colorado, but he's moving from Colorado to Oregon, and she's going to be alone over there by herself, and
she
thinks her friends are going to take her wherever she wants to go.
No, it's not. That's not going to happen. So she's still, you know, she's lived 91 years, and she still doesn't understand. People go, yeah, sure, and they do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, and first of all, her friends are no spring chickens either. So
I know.
So, you know,
she thinks that she's going to feel better when she goes there because she's got pains here. This is bothering her. Her leg is bothering her. That's bothering her and all this other baloney. I said, but it's not going to change when you go there. She thinks when she goes there that she's going to feel better, that her health is going to be better than being over here.
Yeah,
so
no,
I said, I don't think so.
No, I don't see it either. But, you know, still start looking for somebody else because, you know, and then unfortunately if she wants to come back, it's just too late. You've already rented it. You know, if she should figure out later on that, you know, it's right for her. But just be careful because she is 91 and it's a lot for you too to have her in
the house. Yeah, I know, but she's amazing. She's 91, but she doesn't act it. She acts like she's about 78. She's amazing. She just goes around. She does her thing, but her legs bother her. That's the problem. I think she needs therapy in her legs. To strengthen her legs. She's a little weak, but her memory is there. Her memory is there. She's a little forgetful for certain things, but most of the time she's pretty good. She's pretty there. She rattles her phone numbers like crazy. It's amazing. I just can't believe it far. But I think that she might stay in a little bit because her son, the one that's here, Jason, told me, he said, well, I hope she's going to come back because I see you're taking care of her very well. But eventually, he said, eventually we're going to have to put her in a home.
Okay.
So
all right.
We
got to try to take Claudia because Claudia's been trying to.
Okay.
So anyway, just you know, you know what you got to do, and say hello to everybody for us.
Bye-bye. I will. Thank you. I'm so glad I got a hold of you. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. So we have Claudia now here.
Yes, we do, Cindy. Claudia actually got disconnected, and then luckily she called back in for us. So I didn't really throw anything in her line there, but basically, in a nutshell, Claudia wanted a general reading. Now, there may or may not be somebody lingering, kind of coming in and out and in and out. So Claudia just wants to know, how is her 2016, now that the holidays are upon us, how is her 2016 going to wind down? And what's going to be happening for her on the love end in 2017? So let's hear from Claudia.
Good questions. Good questions.
Hello, Claudia. You're finally on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Claudia. Okay, so, you know, Mr. X, is he, like, totally done yet in your life? He kept coming back and forth. You cut everybody off now. There's no X's anymore. Hello, Claudia, are you there? Did we lose her again? Hello? Nicole, are you
Hello?
There?
There she
Claudia,
is.
Claudia, you there?
Hi.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was gonna
say that what happens is every time like I try to pull away from this person, they like reach out to me again.
Yeah, of course. You're a good catch because he's not stupid.
Yeah,
because you're
yeah.
a great catch. Like the smartest thing he ever did is want to be with Claudia. Okay, I mean, let's give him that much credit. He knows, you know, hardworking, good girl, sexy, wonderful, smart. Yeah, who would want to let you go? But you know, he's not going to change. This guy. Have you figured that out now?
Yeah, I've seen certain things, and that he doesn't know that I know. But
mm-hmm.
you know,
he doesn't know
him,
how smart you are.
Yeah, I see him chasing after other people online too. Like
yeah,
he doesn't know that I'm. Yeah, he doesn't know that
he's
I'm
a womanizer.
Watching, but I am.
Right, he's a womanizer.
Yeah.
Now, he's stupid because he's the new breed of men who think this 400 Tinderella is waiting for them, and they don't
mm-hmm.
realize that, you know, Tinderella is a very narcissistic rung on the ladder of love. They're
mm-hmm.
supposed to last a few months and throw them away. He's so stupid that he's got. You know, you guys had a very strong soulmate connection when you first
mm-hmm.
met. Do you remember that? That heart, soul,
mm-hmm.
mind, body. You guys were soulmates when it started. So
mm-hmm.
he's so stupid to think, like, these girls are going to – you can have 20 of them, and they're not going to add up to one soulmate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drives him crazy because he's thinking, well, there's all these women that want me online. You know, these men all think they're like, whoa, 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 the greatest thing since sliced bread. All these women
mm-hmm.
want me, and, you know, Claudia will be waiting for me when I'm ready. That's what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you just have to stop talking to him
mm-hmm,
and just
mm-hmm.
shut and close the door, because if you don't close the door, the universe is reluctant to bring in another soulmate. I mean, you're not
okay.
responsible for the ending of this relationship. He is, from his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you closing the door would allow the universe to bring you in 2017 a brand new soulmate. And that's what I see.
Okay.
You're going to be falling in love in 2017. You just have to kind of. And this, how old are you now, Claudia?
I'm going to turn 37 this month.
Okay, that's what I thought you were. Because I remember that you're close to my daughter's age. She's going to be 37 in February.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, part of you is thinking, well, I've got a biological clock ticking. Part of it is like, well, he's the devil I know. Maybe he'll step around. It's kind of hard at 37 to sometimes close the door. Because
mm-hmm.
there's that feeling. Like, I mean, if you were 20, it might be easier to do that. But at your age,
mm-hmm.
you might be thinking, well, you know, he is the devil that I know, and maybe it would work out.
I have kids, so it's not like I'm interested in having any more children. And this man did,
good.
Too. You know, it's just, I'm just wondering, I guess, about him because, the way he just, like, reappears and disappears again. Because
he's a commitment phobic. And, you know,
uh-huh.
you guys were brought together as soulmates to, you know, show your children a better version of love. To have perhaps had one more kid together, by the way, because that was showing up here. You could have had a kid with him.
Mm.
And to show everybody what true love looks like. Because, you know, his kids and your kids have not seen the best version of it. And that was
mm-hmm.
the whole point here. Let's show them a better version. But at this point, it doesn't look like he's going to step up to the plate. And, of course, mm-hmm. he keeps coming back and forth because that's what commitment phobics do. They give us mixed messages. Mm-hmm. They come back and forth. They, you know, just when we're ready to walk away from them, they're back again. You know, he's very telepathic with you because soulmates always are. So if you brought another soulmate, he would most definitely sense it and end up wanting to be with you and
mm-hmm.
you know, sabotage this. Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel sorry for his children because he's not going to be granted another soulmate anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going to keep seeing lousy versions of love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and meanwhile, you know, your children also just need to see, a better version. So it's,
mm-hmm.
if you would close the door on that, you would be granted another soulmate sooner than later, by
mm-hmm.
the way. Are you doing anything to find anybody?
Well, not really. Honestly, no. I'm trying to kind of just, like, get over this right now, right? Because I don't want to move into, like, the next thing with, like, baggage or anything like that. And this has been hard to, like, move on from because I
yeah,
did
because
feel,
it's soulmate.
Like, that strong connection. Yeah. I did feel that strong connection. I did care about him. There was, you know.
And what you're doing is trying to bypass the mourning, okay? Because, the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the card you got is, you know, the death of a soulmate card, it feels like a death. And
mm-hmm.
you have to mourn for it. And what you're doing
mm-hmm.
is you're kind of keeping, it's almost like he's on life support system and you won't pull the plug because you still get to see him once in a while. So it's kind of like he's still there. And pulling
mm-hmm.
that plug would really put you in that mourning zone. But
mm-hmm.
you have to mourn for the end of it. You have to do it. I mean, it's just something,
mm-hmm.
you know, the longer you're doing this and keeping it hanging on, the worse it's going to get. Like, how long have
right.
you been with him? Like, how long, you know, when you first met him, how long has it been going on?
It would have been a year this January. So I met him in January.
Okay, so what it is the first couple of months, everybody's lovey-dovey, the love is so strong,
mm-hmm.
and everybody brings out their best behaviors. Then the 3 to 6 month mark, they start getting their fears kicking in and sabotaging this. But,
yeah.
you know, he doesn't understand why he can't just forget you, because he doesn't really
mm-hmm.
understand about soulmates. You don't just forget
mm-hmm.
about your soulmate. I mean, it pisses
right.
him off, too, because he thinks about you. And any time one of these kind of flingy things doesn't work, then he really
uh-huh.
thinks about you again. But
mm-hmm.
you can't trust him as far as you can throw him, by the way.
No. No, I know I can't because, like, I've seen him, you know, like, I've seen him. I've asked him before. I've confronted him about certain people. And he's like, no, they're nobody, you know. But I know it's not true, you know, just because of certain behaviors that I see, especially online, you know, like, this one girl, she adds and deletes him from her Facebook account. I'm pretty sure that that's not him deleting himself. It's her deleting him. And she's doing that for a reason. She's not doing that just because, you know, so.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's if you want proof that, you know, he's not good, these cards point in every way that this man is not good, okay?
Mm-hmm,
I mean, he had potential, you know, in the beginning, you know. Don't negate the whole thing. That's the hard part about
mm-hmm.
when a soulmate love doesn't work. Don't say it was all lies. No, the first 3 months, it was real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything else now is just his unhealed issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what you kept thinking is, okay, we started out as soulmates. Maybe I could make this love soulmate again. But you really
mm-hmm.
can't do that because you can't fix him. He's
right.
very unfixable. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you are the love of his life, by the way. He won't be granted another soulmate. It could be
mm-hmm.
10 years down the line, 20, or maybe never. You,
mm-hmm.
however, will be granted one. You know, your children need to see that. I mean, go about your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe try to expand your friendship world and try to make some new friends.
Mm-hmm,
And see where that goes, and maybe through those friends you could meet somebody.
Right.
You know, and being out in the dating world, you know, 37, it's a little like, who the hell wants to go back out there? It's not that fun, you know?
yeah.
You know, it really isn't. I mean, he thinks it's fun, but for the most part, you know, You would only want another soulmate again, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I see coming here. You know, just pray for a soulmate who is ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit
mm-hmm.
to healing. And pray mm-hmm. to be the same. And just don't think that he's going to change. I mean, I see him resurfacing
mm-hmm.
like for the rest of your life, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
could go on for like 2 more decades. Would you want that and make you crazy?
No. No, because I know, like, as soon as I give him whatever attention that he wants, he pulls away again, you know?
Right,
and
because this way he knows he's got you. He knows he's got you, and then he can run.
Yeah.
So what you would have to do to be karmically correct, by the way, is
mm-hmm.
tell him, look, you know, you're the person I would want to be with more than anything, but let's, you know, let's put the cards on the table. You're still seeing other people. You still want to be with other people, and
mm-hmm.
I can't do that. And I don't need a friend, and I don't need a fuck buddy, so, like, don't contact
mm-hmm.
me. I mean, unless you want to
right.
stick 2 feet in here and have a relationship, don't contact me. And what he does
right.
is say, what's your intention? Because this is what, you know, your generation has allowed men to do this, to come and go like this. No
mm-hmm.
other generation allowed men to, okay, I'm your girlfriend and now I'm going to be your booty call. What is with that? I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's the worst master over you. You might as well stay with your ex-husband and have a master. What do you need this one for?
Mm-hmm.
Telling
mm-hmm.
you to come this close and not that close. It shouldn't be sitting well with you. You're a liberated woman. You're working hard. You're supporting your children. Is this what you want,
no,
a man who calls all the shots?
It really doesn't sit well with me. And it's not to sound stuck up, but when I look at the women that he's, like, seems to be chasing online, I'm just like, really? Like,
right, because they're so stupid, these men. I mean, it's just like, they just want to almost say, like, all these women want me, 400 of them. Who the hell cares about the broken dishes that want you? They're all broken dishes here. I mean, they don't know what they want either. So it's crazy, but people just think the numbers of it are the... And you know what? That's a nice recipe for, like, drug-resistant gonorrhea, by the way. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
that's what's going
mm-hmm.
around, and chlamydia. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're going to sleep with him, I would advise you to make... You better be practicing safe sex. If you
mm-hmm.
ever,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a moment of weakness, you know, go be with him. Safe sex. Because, you know, sometimes these men give the gift that goes on giving.
Yeah.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't want incurable herpes, that's, you know, or any of that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's immature, but, you know, a lot of the world is doing this, okay? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like it's, you know, a problem. I mean, I personally wouldn't find it fun. You don't find it fun.
Mm-mm.
This casual, you know, it's
Mm-mm.
not even dating. I mean, I don't even know what Tinder is in terms of what are you getting out of this? What kind of
mm-hmm.
things are these people doing? It's stupid, so
mm-hmm.
and it's dangerous. But you know, he's still like fascinated by this. He doesn't even want the sex so much. He's the kind of a guy that kind of wants women to fall in love with him. He gets
mm-hmm.
a thrill out of that. He's
mm-hmm.
more like he likes the like
mm-hmm.
being the prince, and they fall in love with me, and then I break their hearts. Like,
it's like
that
an
isn't
ego
normal.
For him.
It's an ego
yeah,
thing.
No.
I mean, older souls don't like to casually date because they know people will fall in love with them. They're easy to fall
yeah.
in love with. I could never break people's hearts. I would never casually
yeah.
date because, I don't know, after 4
no.
dates, men would love me. I'm like, oh, no. I mean, I would know it's not a connection, but they, you know, I'm a nice person. I'm good. I'm kind. And I'd be like, so, you know, who wants that? Who wants to hurt
yeah.
people? It shows a really dysfunctional ego, for one thing, and a cruel.
Yeah.
And as a cruel. This is cruel.
Yeah, he's done a couple of things to me that are like really mean, like they're just
that's
mean.
He's,
you know
he's
what
mean.
I mean? Like, yeah,
he's
he
got
is,
a cruel
and,
streak here.
And
meanness is
yeah.
inborn. Like you're not
yeah.
mean, I'm not mean, Nicole's not mean. Mean is inborn. So you
yeah.
know, I see him just being a mean human being. So who
yeah,
wants that?
He,
even if he were to commit to you, he's going to be mean to you.
Yeah, and there's been talk like about him possibly having been abusive to his ex-wife. So, you know,
I would tell you it's not just rumors. I would tell you that's not rumors here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't want to be with you long-term, because he knows eventually you'll see his mean side. If you're always just
uh-huh.
dating women, the first 3 months, it's all fun and wonderful, and Mr. Wonderful, and then you break
uh-huh.
their heart, they never see who he is and
uh-huh.
walk away from him is what would happen. So you can understand why this fits his psychological crazies. You know, and
that's what
that's
what I thought, that he didn't really want, because he has like anger issues too, and I think he tries to like kind of hide that or control it as much as possible.
Right, and he can do that the first 3 months, but when you're with somebody
right.
longer than that, then the anger comes out. So what I would say, this is a very unhealed human being, and you don't even want him near your kids. You don't want them seeing you fight and mean and anger. You know, so just try to cut it off. I know what happens now is this is toxic love, and you're hooked on him, and it's addictive. But you might want to just cut it off now and just say, that's it, go cold turkey. Go cold turkey. You know, between now and a couple, it takes about 3 months to totally detox from these people. So it gets bad. And then he'll contact you a month into the withdrawal, just when a moment of weakness. So that's why you might want to block him.
Block him. I mean,
so he can't do it.
It's gone down to, it used to be like 2 months. Now it's like he waits like 3 weeks now. Like,
right, that's what
and
I'm saying.
Then
so every 3 weeks, just because every 3 weeks you're just getting to the, like now I'm detoxing from him, and then he's back. So that's the vicious problem that's going on here. Well, anyway,
Cindy,
we are at the end of our show, and we do need to kind of ring it up, close it up. So
can
do
I
us
ask
a favor.
Question?
Sure.
Okay, you keep mentioning a baby. It's kind of scary because my tubes are tied, so I'm like, can I possibly get pregnant again? That's a little scary.
No, it looks like more like the baby was supposed to be, you know, like a man who has other children as well. Like there's other children showing up in your cards, but it's not his kids. It's not his kids anymore. So, you know, so just look at it that it's, you know, another man, you know, with children as well, because there's more kids showing up. But I don't, but I'm not seeing them anymore being his kids, you know, like
all
in
right.
your life.
Just, okay.
They're trouble too. Their kids are trouble too, by the way.
His
guy. His kids are trouble. So you don't need that anymore. Do you need that?
No. I mean, they're probably trouble because they have such a dysfunctional relationship with the ex-wife that, you know.
Right, and those kids are nothing but trouble. And if you were with him, you're going to have them in your life too. So I am seeing a man with, you know, children already. Because there's more kids in your future, but it doesn't mean biologically. It means, you know, through someone else. But nice kids, by the way.
Okay.
Not those kids. Well, good luck
Cindy.
To you, and thanks so much for calling in. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Okay, Nicole, so we did it to the end of the line here. And
I'm
I'm
so
glad
happy
you were here. Oh, I know. We love Claudia. And, you know, we don't have a show next week, so just, you know, remember that, Nicole. I'm sure you won't forget. And we'll see everybody the week after that. And everybody have a happy, happy, and safe Thanksgiving.
And you the same, Cindy. Thank you, as always.
And have a great week, Nicole.
You do the same, Cindy. Talk to you in two.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving,
bye.
Guys. Bye-bye.